This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Winterland. Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland. One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Tickets are on sale now. Go to RadioAlice.com. That'll get you started. And you can win a pair right now with the code word FRESH. Like a freaky, freaky fresh.
What did you just say?
Freaky, freaky, fresh.
Okay.
FRESH. Fresh. Take the word fresh and text it to our contest line, which is 20357. Text FRESH to 20357. And you have a chance to win tickets for the show. This hour's code word is FRESH.
This just in via text. Brewer here says 650. No one in their right mind should pay $120 for a six-pack. Minor differences between lagers and pilsners, mostly the temperatures at which you blah, blah, blah. But a brewer, $120 for a six-pack? That's a no.
Maybe he's just a jealous brewer who is like, well, my beer's good too. Where's my $120 a six pack? You know what it is? Sometimes people just go, I'm going to charge $120. And people go, oh, let me sit up and take notice. That must be the best pilsner of all time. Mm-hmm. It's a delicious pilsner.
Sometimes that is the way.
Yeah.
Something's
you just
in
say
low
it.
Supply and, right. and high demand.
There's only 1,000 of these six packs.
Well, I need one.
Well, the price just went up. Now it's $130.
Let me ask you a question.
All right.
Okay. So, if you pay $120 for a six-pack, do you expect that buzz to be better? Or is this simply flavor only?
I want a 100% flavor.
Okay.
Yeah, I really feel like if I was just looking to get
hammered,
I would do it in a different way than $120 six-pack of beer. Because, I guess maybe sometimes I'll have more than two Guinnesses, but, like, more than two beers in general, it's a little bloaty. But if all you've got is Guinness, then I'll just drink that.
510 says, it's craft beer, Vinny, not designer beer. Listen, I am an
craft
alcoholic.
Designer, please.
I quit drinking before all this stuff happened. I think there was Sierra Nevada was right. probably around then. And weren't they one of the first sort of craft beers?
I think so. And then they, all that India Pale Ale.
And Anchor Steam.
Felt like it happened. But then they got picked up. Like those early
guys got bought.
Mm-hmm. And then everyone was like, I would like to have a beer that got bought.
We want Budweiser to buy us.
Yeah, hello. And Budweiser got tired of buying everybody's beer.
My friend who worked for a beer company.
Ninkasi.
They were like, no, we're not selling. And now they're not selling. I mean, I'm sure people still drink it, but you know what I mean? They didn't.
They got offered all the money and they went, no, this is our thing. That's when you go, yes, we sell. Here's our new beer that we just made
right.
up. Ninkaso.
Right.
Oh, it's my turn, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Sorry, we got off on the beer.
No, I just wanted to, you know, an actual brewer.
I was waiting for you to go to your next story.
No, an actual brewer just said, no, you don't pay $120 for a six pack. I agree.
I'm still not clear on the lager versus pilsner thing. So if someone can lay that out, like, would I be able to tell in a taste test? Is that what it is? It's some kind of thing that, oh, well, this is clearly a lager. This is clearly a pilsner. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony happened on Saturday. And so they had a big, you know, all the stars descended on Cleveland, said no one ever, except once a year.
Mm.
When the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame has their, I don't know if maybe they don't always do it in Cleveland, but they did do it.
I think they always do it in Cleveland.
So they have they must have a performance hall.
They must.
Yeah. It's funny though, because they say the stars descend on Cleveland. I'm like, I feel like I've never heard that before. So that is where the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is. That and Drew Carey's show was set there.
Yeah, Cleveland Rocks.
What was the name of his show? Just the Drew Carey Show?
I think so.
I didn't really watch it, but I remember the Cleveland Rocks thing. That was a whole thing.
Mm-hmm. So that is where this happened on Saturday. I'm not sure if this is like something that you can go find and stream, but there are a lot of performances that, you know, someone comes up and does an induction and then it speechifies, and then the person or band or whatever comes up and talks, and then there's like a jam. So Dua Lipa sang Believe with Cher. She was inducted by Zendaya. Such a random group.
Who looked amazing.
She looked unbelievable in a Cher-inspired outfit.
That makes perfect sense, right? I mean, she is definitely one of those kind of a fashion-forward artist of her day.
I happened to see it because someone put it on Facebook, but it was, I guess there was a big deal on the Cher show when she had her own show where she would come out covered up in something, like some kind of frocky type thing. Mm. Yes, and then she would unveil.
Oh.
And she was wafer thin, and the dresses would be spectacular, right, and show a lot of skin as well. And one of those types of outfits is what Zendaya was wearing.
So do you have a little bit of a Dua Lipa?
Yep. Here you go.
Okay, here we go. Oh, this is live for sure. Well, she's like 80.
She looks good, though.
Dua sounds great. I can't. I think that's Dua. And here comes Cher.
That was okay.
You believe in love and love.
Oh, okay.
It's live.
Well, sure. No, it is live, and they're having a good time. You have to expect that things are going to be a little rougher.
You just said it. She's 80.
Hmm.
Name another 80-year-old out on stage letting it rip.
Mick Jagger.
Okay. How's he sound?
Like Mick Jagger the whole time.
You sure?
We've been in such a Rolling Stones thing at my house in the last few weeks.
Well, they're great.
So great. Just watching the old videos and just, like, Mick Jagger, not the greatest singer in the world and a terrible dancer, and yet goes with wild abandon. And there he is singing his song and just, blah, 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 you know, doing his big mouth thing and wiggling all around. He's like a spider that only has four legs because someone pulled a couple of them off of there. And he's just so fascinating. I just love him so much.
The whole thing about those guys, all of the stuff. Keith Richards is such a mess. I love that. I saw this video of Keith Richards talking about, and they showed the video of the incident too. It's Keith Richards on stage. There's this guy, Mick Jagger, doing as you described it. And
moves
a fan
like
comes on the stage and is coming for Mick. And Keith Richards takes his guitar off and hits the fan with it, which is it's a weapon at that point, right?
Yes.
And then he hits the fan and puts the guitar back on and keeps playing.
And it's in tune?
And they cut to him and he goes, well, I could see that security had let this guy get by, and he's doing it in Keith Richards, you know, speak right.
I sound a lot like Ozzy. You can barely understand anything.
And he goes, so I had to protect my guy.
Yeah.
So he swung a guitar at the dude.
You know, I think that Keith Richards, while he protects him on stage, I want to say he said in like a book, in a biography.
Terrible things.
He said that he had a tiny todger.
He said many terrible things.
Yeah. The one that sticks with me, though, is that, you know, I think if you know your friend's got a tiny todger, I don't think you tell anybody.
Well,
you just keep it to yourself.
I think Mick was once probably has been asked a million times, but I think he said something like, he's the angriest man I know.
Oh, he must not know those Oasis brothers.
He is not happy.
I mean, the Gallagher brothers, whatever their name is.
The Oasis brothers?
you knew who I was talking about.
I did.
About.
The Oasis brothers.
Cool and the Gang were inducted by Chuck D from Public Enemy.
I love Public Enemy.
Dionne Warwick was inducted by Teyana Taylor, who's playing her in an upcoming biopic. Is Tiana the one? Is she the sister girl I'm thinking of? Or I'm thinking of Tia, somebody. You know, Dionne sang some stuff. She was actually joined by, I love Jennifer Hudson. So do you have that I'll Never Love This Way Again?
Yep.
I'd love to hear that.
This song. You like this?
I do like that it's live, but it's a little bit of a mess.
Here. Kind of all the performances I thought were a little bit of a mess.
Well, hopefully they've all been having a good time. And how old's Dionne Warwick? Did we figure out what Cher's age is and Dionne Warwick's age? Find me everybody's age here. I'm sorry. I didn't really think about their ages as I was looking at this story this morning. I should have just.
Cher is 78.
Oh, okay. Oh, not quite 80. She's young. She's still young.
Still.
Dionne. I'm going to guess Dionne is 84 years old.
She is 83 years old.
Mm.
And she looked really good.
Like, she's had her face done up?
You know, if she has, she's had great work. Like, Cher, you can tell, has had, like, all the stuff.
Oh,
like,
all the stuff.
The cheek implants.
The last 50 years, I felt that.
Everything. But Dionne just, you know, she looked pretty good on stage.
There was a big all-star cast performing for Foreigner, including Demi Lovato, Chad Smith, Slash, Sammy Hagar. Kelly Clarkson joined original singer Lou Gramm for I Want to Know What Love Is, which, by the way, is like the worst Foreigner song of all of them, but I definitely do want to hear Kelly Clarkson sing it.
Mm. All right, here you go.
Heard enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. That record, whatever record that one was on, had a lot of stuff on it that was like, oh no. Where's Double Vision when you need it? Let's see. Roger Daltrey inducted Peter Frampton. They did a big jam. I guess Keith Urban got up there. Dave Chappelle did a tribute to A Tribe Called Quest.
And then I love those guys.
A bunch
too.
Of guys got up on stage. The Roots, Queen Latifah, De La Soul, Common, Busta Rhymes, they all got up and did some A Tribe Called Quest. It looks like the Mary J. Blige was inducted by Dr. Dre and Method Man. And then she just sang a bunch of her own songs. Jack Black inducted Ozzy Osbourne, this is funny. So Jack Black I love, and he's like such a like sort of classic metal lover.
Not Jack White.
Jack Black. Not Jack White, the guitar player from the White Stripes. Jack Black from Jumanji and
Tenacious D.
Right. Jack Black inducts Ozzy Osbourne, who sat on a bat throne and watched an all-star performance of all his solo hits featuring Chad Smith, Billy Idol, Steve Stevens, Maynard James Keenan, Robert Trujillo, Wolfgang Van Halen, Zakk Wylde. But apparently that was crazy. And then Jelly Roll was like, I'm getting up there. I want to do something for Ozzy too. And here's what it sounded like.
Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine. Yeah. Cause mama, I'm coming home.
Sounds like karaoke.
Oh. There's Jelly Roll singing the Ozzy classic.
I'm sorry,
Mama,
everybody.
I'm coming home.
She made me play it.
I didn't make you. You said it says right here. I have it so bad it might be worth playing.
It is bad.
Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Sarah, I don't have what they call perfect pitch, but it didn't sound like he was.
You know, I also don't have that, so I don't know.
Oh,
it might
okay.
be perfect, and we're
right.
just not good enough musicians to know that.
All right. A
couple other things quickly. Tom Morello inducted the MC5. Jimmy Buffett was finally inducted, although he got in with the Musical Excellence Award, almost like, oh, he passed, so let's get him in there. Dave Matthews. They performed after being inducted by Julia Roberts.
Dave Matthews got inducted?
The Dave Matthews Band,
I mean, that is fantastic.
Right.
I feel like he performs at every one of these. Like, he always is, like, doing something.
Oh, he's done the politics?
Oh, yeah, he does it. So I'm figuring, you know, they're like, all right, buddy, all right.
Okay.
Ants marching.
Yeah. Before Jelly's performance on the induction ceremony.
Wow, that was terrible, wasn't it?
Well.
What do you mean, well?
It was live.
You're, I mean, you're happy to slay people when they can't. I mean, it's a hard song. I couldn't do it.
Maybe he couldn't hear himself all that well or something.
Wow.
Anyway, before the performance, he tweeted how grateful he was for the opportunity. These are the moments I never even dreamed of. I remember listening to No More Tears and I living with the whole family. Crazy. I was a kid. Thank you, God, for another undeserved opportunity.
God gets the last laugh.
Yeah.
I may be wrong because I'm not up on all the charts, but I feel like that album that that song was on was his last like big one.
Yeah,
in
that
rock
was,
music. That
wasn't
was a
that like
big
early
album.
Early 90s.
Yeah, I was DJing.
We played that at the rock
then.
Station
yeah.
I worked at yeah. too. Like
I think
a lot
I was
of
played a that. Lot of that album.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Is that the one? Isn't there a song with Lita Ford on that album? Is that the same album?
It. Yeah, that, was that is. If it Close Your Eyes Forever, but that's yeah, that is older.
Okay. In other Jelly news, Jelly says he'll expose how slimy the music business is on his wife Bunny EXO's podcast soon. He's going to tell us everything. And he also called X, formerly known as Twitter, the most toxic and negative app out there. I'm out, lol.
And then did he get out?
It says he got out.
I'm here for the pain, everyone.
But then he also tweeted about that these are the moments I never even dreamed of, and we sang No More Tears in the... So maybe he after that, maybe, oh, I wonder if he tweeted that, like, I'm so excited I get to do this Aussie song. And then he did it and we all just. And then everyone started saying.
You know what's weird about that?
You didn't have perfect pitch on that one.
I can do that.
You want to?
No, I'll just mean like to sing so badly. Like I can do that. That's actually, it comes so naturally to me.
It's in your wheelhouse.
It's so in my wheelhouse. Like to sing badly is, oh.
You know, last weekend, Ariana Grande was the host
of. I'm coming.
Go.
I'm coming home.
Oof. Just do it.
No, I mean, it's he's doing it.
So. We've heard recently, like, Lady Gaga was saying how she had to, like, learn to sing badly for the Joker that she was just in. And then Ariana Grande hosted Saturday Night Live last week. And she opens the show, you know, she comes out to, you know, hi, I'm the host, and blah, blah, blah. And she sings this song, I'm going to keep it low key, I'm going to just have fun. And she sings it, and she sounds amazing. She does all these incredible runs, and it's all live. And then the very next skit that they do, the opening skit, is her and a bunch of other girls playing bridesmaids at somebody's wedding, and they are up there like, because we're creative and we came up with this thing for you. And she sings badly. Like they're all singing terribly, and it's clear that that's part of the joke. But I was like, oh, listen to this. That must actually hurt her to do that. But it doesn't hurt Jelly to do it.
I'm surprised he would even, all right.
Well, he wanted to rock out. Maybe he thought the sound would be better or something.
Yeah,
it's unfortunate.
You've broken onto the scene in such a way. Feels like just stick with your. Could you do that song?
Probably. I mean, I'm not a great singer. I was talking about this with John over the weekend. Like, my superpower with singing is that I'm not afraid to do it in front of people. Like, I feel like it will never be a great singer, but I am not afraid to do it. And it makes other people go, well, if she's doing it, I can do that.
I've felt that when I've heard you sing. I never said to myself, I should sing more.
Oh, really? You're like, think about it. You'd be like, oh, if she can do it, I can. And we used to sing a lot on The Secret Show. Remember, we would like, we have all kinds of clips of you singing, which hopefully Maddie will find somewhere someday.
You Light Up My Life was a special number, wasn't it?
Yeah. And we have him singing You Light Up My Life. And, oh my God, we have tape of Vinny playing Blackbird on guitar and Hooman singing
actually,
over it.
Do you have Corey Feldman bad?
Well, no, I'd forgotten how to play the song. So the whole thing is me just wiggling on the string.
But then later,
we redid it because I actually went back and like
concentrated and learned it.
Right.
But man, it's so awful. It's the greatest thing.
You know what's
of all
weird?
Time.
I'll tell you, as I've been taking guitar lessons for a while now, on and off, depending on the kids letting me, John remembers all the songs he learns, doesn't he?
John's like a weird outlier with that. His ear is unbelievable, and he can never have played a song and go, well, what key is it in? And then he just starts playing it. He knows from position, like, what would the next thing be?
Yeah, I don't know. I
know.
Can't
it's
do
a
that.
Weird.
I've seen him do it. Like, we'll be in a little circle and everybody's singing, and somebody just picks a song out, and John's like, okay.
Or someone will start singing a song in whatever key comes out of their mouth, and he goes zoop, and finds the note and plays it right there. It's crazy. I'm like the luckiest. I'm the luckiest girl in the world. So we're talking about that all weekend. Blah, blah, blah. I'm done talking now.
How blessed you are to have him. You told him that all weekend long?
Yeah, that. And we were just, you know, talking about how it's that I said that my superpower in singing is that I'm actually going to just do it. Like at a party.
And did he say, no, Sarah?
No, no.
You're a wonderful singer. You're the best.
I'm a fine singer. It's fine. I'm never going to be the singer that I wish I were. I hear myself recorded and go, oh, God, I got to stop singing. Jesus. What you got coming up, Ben?
Better sleep and the driving test after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Disney. Celebrate the holidays with your chance to win a vacation for four. Listen all week at 6 and 7 in the morning, and then in the afternoon at 3, 4, 5, and 6. Jane's got it four times. That's your shot at a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Plus, you could win the grand prize, a four-pack of three-day tickets, round-trip airfare on Alaska Airlines, and a two-night stay at a Disneyland Resort Hotel.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fall Into 5K a Day.
Mm-hmm.
All this week, Fall Into 5K a Day with Odyssey and Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app, log in, and listen to Alice for at least 1 hour. Get your daily entry for a chance to win $5,000.
That's good. All right, man. $5,000.
All right, man is right. I want to touch on something real quick because in the last news break, I mentioned that $120 six pack of beer.
Yeah.
And then we sort of speculated about the brewing business and some of the craft beers. According to the internet, the original craft beer is Anchor Steam. Steam beer is America's original craft beer, named for the 19th century practice of fermenting beer outdoors due to the lack of refrigeration. Oh. Anchor Steam, number one. Someone else had texted in saying that Sam Adams started the craft beer industry in 1984 in Boston, Mass. Novato Norm on the app.
So they were just like little privately owned breweries.
It sounds like it's probably debatable.
Yeah.
Which who was first or how it got started, but it certainly did take over. I had Anchor Steam and I definitely had India Pale Ale. That was another one on the list. Widmer Brothers.
feel like I've heard Widmer.
Widmer's, they do the cider.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
I definitely wouldn't have had that.
I'm going to go for cider.
I'm not eating. I'm here for the.
Yeah. Just give him a bottle of whiskey, you guys.
Well, that's what it came to. Anyway, there you go. Anchor Steam, everyone. One of the original right here.
There you go. Did we hear that Anchor Steam is done now, though? I thought somebody handed me a commemorative final bottle of Anchor Steam or something.
I'd heard
like that,
and then I also heard that someone will buy them and put them back in business. So I don't know if that's happened. You know, I try to stay away from alcohol news.
Yes.
And I do them here for you guys because I know you.
But you're not going to sit there at home worrying about whether or not Anchor Steam's out of business.
According to our AI overlord, Anchor Brewing Company in San Francisco closed July 2023 after 127 years in business.
Jesus. Like, that makes them the OG, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I suppose at one point, Budweiser was also a one place that brewed some beer that they went, that's pretty good, let's keep doing this.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's just some text, and I just wanted to get that out there, that Anchor Steam was one of the originals as well. If you had to take the driving test right now.
Yes.
Would you ace it?
I believe I would, but I think that the written test, I might not.
The written test. Okay, so you could do the driving test, but not the written test.
Because they always have, having gone through it fairly recently with two different kids, one of whom had to take the written test 40 freaking times.
And then finally got it.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
Now lives in New York and uses the tube.
Got it.
So, you know what? Uber. It's great.
Whatever.
It's not my life. So, it's hard. There's really specific questions about penalties. So if I had to take it right this second, I might easily fail it. But if you gave me, an hour with the little book.
Well, so acing it is clearly out. I believe that means that's 100%, right? And acing a test.
I think if you've aced it, you got it all right.
Okay.
If you did really well, you got a couple wrong.
I agree. So I don't know how long ago it was, but I did take the written test. Not fairly recently, but within the last 10 years.
Oh, so, I wondered if maybe you took the written test when you got a license up in Seattle or something, or in Eugene.
Maybe when I came back here is why I had to take it again. That might be when. So it's been 15 years. Whatever it's been, I needed to look up the blinker, like how many feet before the...
Yes.
So there's a couple things that I looked up. Everything else I knew.
Is it 200 feet?
I don't even know right now. I would have to go back and look that up. And make sure I got that right.
There's a 16-year-old or 15-and-a-half-year-old right now who knows the answer. Please text that to us at 800-400-3697. Because I know one thing is how to text.
Right. Anyway, only 40% of people are confident they could ace the driving test today.
Yeah, I don't know that I would ace the driving
25%
test.
25% admit they'd fail it.
Oh. Well, I like to think I wouldn't fail it. But it's true. I bet you there's a lot of number questions in there. Like, how many car lengths should you be behind on the highway? Or,
you know what? Since I took that test, I don't even know if there are or what they are. The new rules about using that giant Tesla TV screen that's in your car.
That's interesting, too.
Like, I you're busting me for texting, but this person's actually watching a football game as they drive down the road.
Are people actually doing that?
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah, I've seen it I see it in LA all the time. People watching TV while they were driving.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
So I don't know what those rules are. There better be new ones.
Well, they're
in
a self-driving car, so they can do that safely.
Well.
Yeah. I do look forward to the days of full automated cars when I could sit in the back and prep all the way to work.
I would love that too.
How great would that be?
This story says, if you want better sleep, stop eating these foods right now.
Okay, tell me.
Here's the foods to stay away from if you want a better night's sleep. Processed junk food. Anything with high fat or acid content. These are things that... Acid content, sorry. Anything with caffeine. Coffee, soda, teas, even chocolate.
Mm.
Greasy, heavy meals on the list as well.
It's really all the good stuff.
It's all the stuff that most of us are usually eating. They say on the flip side, here are the best foods for a better night's sleep. Bananas, almonds, cherries, oatmeal, turkey, kiwi, Greek yogurt, and warm milk. All on the list
the
of things.
The warm milk makes it. Like, that's such an old wives' tale sounding thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Oh, let me warm you up a glass of milk.
I guess it settles your tummy.
Yeah. Well, there's no question that if you're prone to stomach problems or acid reflux, you want to put a couple of hours between eating that and laying down. And I just, in general, I don't want to, like, most people eat dinner 6 o'clock, say. But I'm going to bed at 6:30. Like, I'm going to eat at 3. I want...
It's beautiful.
It's much more normal, I think. It feels like
I'm hungry now.
There's
nothing normal about that, but I understand
what you mean. Well, it feels normal for my schedule. You probably would also benefit from that. But you've got a whole family thing going on. It was hard. Like, now that I don't have kids at the house, I just... John, I'm like, are you hungry? Because I'm going to go make myself dinner right now. Like, we don't have to eat every meal together. We'll just sit together and... I'll bring my sandwich out and sit with him. And then later, after I go to bed at 6:30, he can have any lavish. He could have lobster and I'd never know. What?
I don't know. I'm worrying about you guys.
You shouldn't worry about us.
I can't help it. You get separate rooms when you go on vacation.
Oh, so nice. It's great.
Separate hotel rooms?
Yeah.
You don't eat together anymore?
We do eat together. I'm eating and he's not eating.
Then that's not eating together.
Well, we're together and I'm eating. But you know what I do a lot of times is I go, yeah, I'm making dinner. Do you want anything? He'll be like, nah, I'll eat something later. And I go and I make 2 sandwiches and I put one down and he just sits there and eats it. I'm like, okay, so dinner's all set then. We eat a lot of sandwiches now. Oh my God, it's so great not having kids at the house anymore. It's so great. You know what's
Wait
in the fridge?
A minute, though.
Only things I want to eat.
But don't you miss, were like broing.
I know.
Hard.
Really, really broing.
Like
hard.
Every day you were hanging out and broing.
He sends me a video every day of his apartment and of his neighborhood or if he's like somewhere. He's like, oh, I'm down at Riverfront Park. And shows me like, look how pretty it looks. It's crisp today. It's cold.
It was crisp this morning, by the way. It was warm last night. And then I got out this morning and went, ooh.
It was really chilly this morning.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Fall is here, everyone. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 650 says, my Tesla won't let me watch a movie when the car is running.
Oh.
Well, you haven't figured out how to game that thing yet, have you?
You need to jailbreak that.
If only my Tesla would play the Niner game, losing to the Chiefs while driving. Yeah, you didn't want to.
Yeah, you don't want to be, exactly. That's one good reason. To not have it on. I can't believe this. Punching out here.
510 says, I recently renewed my license. They offer you a 20-minute training video now as an option to the old written test and booklet.
Oh.
So you just watch the video and then you...
You know, that's great, but I've never... All the times I've renewed my license, I've never had to take any kind of additional testing. Have you?
I took the written test. Last time, now that I'm thinking about it, I think it was when I came back from Oregon.
Right. But you were getting a California license.
Uh-huh.
So I'm saying, like, right now, if I went and renewed, I don't think I would.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
But they let you keep your license for really, like, I look nothing like my license picture anymore.
Are you still walking around with the blonde?
No, I think that one's gone.
Oh, okay.
That's I don't really weird. Know what I have right now. I'm going to look.
All video is disabled on Tesla cars while driving. No, Maddie, they're not watching TV in LA. They might be.
Maybe on Teslas, but there are people watching TV on their phones. I see it on the Bay Bridge. I see it all the time.
Uh-huh. All the time.
Stop doing that. My hair is brown.
Let me see.
I've already put it away.
All right, sorry. What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Also, what are we, doing a game?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have an announcement.
Oh, an announcement?
Yes. Just to give you a little more motivation, Vinny, there may be a song for you waiting if you win.
This is a smoking hot picture of you.
Is it?
Yeah. You look great.
Well, it's at least 15 years old, so thank you. I look great?
Okay, what? Thanks. I'm sorry. What I did like I just miss?
Have a song.
My
friend.
Like yours.
Yeah, very much like mine.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is crazy.
I can't wait.
I know.
All right, here we go.
But I got to win.
Or I might defer mine if I win. We'll see. Although I do think you need
like
to win.
No, win. I think I need to win.
Yeah, you need to win.
I got
to
win. All right, let me win.
All right. How old's that guy?
Oh, okay.
Oh, Vinny, you're going to go first.
Okay.
How old's Doja Cat?
Oh.
I know, it's hard. Like, how old is she? I can't even sing you one of her songs. I know she's very popular right now and yells at her fans and quits music every other day. Yeah. That's what I know about Doja Cat.
I'm going to say 27.
27. What do you think, Maddie?
I'll say 26.
She's 29. That's a point for Vinny. Maddie, you go first on this one. How old is Glenn Powell from Twisters, Top Gun Maverick, and the romantic comedy Anyone But You? How old's Glenn Powell?
No idea.
He's very hot these days.
I don't know. 38.
38.
37.
He is 36, and that's another point for Vinny. How old is Kim Kardashian, Vinny? How old's Kim Kardashian?
Oof.
How old's that guy?
You know, let me see if I can kind of piece this together.
He's using his fingers to piece this together.
43.
All right, 43. What do you think, Maddie?
Who was that again?
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, 42. Sorry, I was...
He's 44. And that's a point for Vinny. Yes.
Yes!
How old is Go-Go's guitarist, Charlotte Caffey? We got the beat.
Is that
and
me?
Maddie, you're first.
Let's say 65.
All right. What do you think, Vin?
I'm going to say 64.
She is 71. That's a point for Maddie. And finally, and Vinny, you're first. How old is Judge Judy Scheindlin?
Oh, boy.
How old's Judge Judy?
My gut is telling me 84.
84. What do you think, Maddie?
I'm going to say she's 105.
She's 82, and that is a point for you, Vinny, by a score of 4-1. You are the winner.
El campeón del pueblo.
Okay, that was the most perfect thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Do you want to hear it again?
I do really do want to hear that again, if I could.
El campeón.
All right.
Do you know who did that?
You got a brand new song.
I love it. Can I hear that again?
El campeón del pueblo.
I love it so much. Okay, now I have to win
every day. Thank you for listening today. Make sure to listen to Jane. She's got more tickets to Disneyland, but keep it here on the Alice.
El campeón. Oh, I love it.
Keep going.
El campeón del pueblo.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.